Stand with your back to the old town and look at this castle. Normans built it, a Sicilian king leveled it, a Swabian emperor raised it again, an Aragonese duchess walled it anew. Bari changed hands like that for 1,000 years. And the strangest thing it ever took by force is buried 3 streets from here. What you're looking at is a fortress that holds the whole political sequence in one structure. The Normans put up the first version in 1132 on top of Byzantine ground that had been fortified since at least the 9th century. A generation later, in 1156, William Thrand of Sicily razed the city, not just the castle, the entire city. And the fortress went with it. The rebuild didn't come for another 80 years. Under Frederick II from 1233, what Frederick left is the inner trapezoid, with 3 of its 4 corner towers still standing. The outer walls and bastions, the angled ramparts facing the city, the thicker ones facing what used to be the sea, are Renaissance work, built by Isabella of Aragon when the Sforza Dukes held Bari. One of the towers carries a tradition that St. Francis stayed here. The story, however, remains just that, a story. Isabella's daughter, Bona Sforza, lived in this castle and died here in 1557. She had been Queen of Poland. The room named for her is upstairs. In 1696, lightning hit one of the corner towers, the one the garrison used as an ammunition store. And the explosion destroyed it and half the houses around the moat. The tower was never rebuilt. What you see now is 3 towers, where there used to be 4, and a castle that spent 5 centuries being knocked down and put back up by whoever held the city that year. Leave the moat and step into the lanes. The cathedral the city had to rebuild after 1156 is 3 streets northeast of here.